Next Tuesday, May 20th, is the feast day of Alcuin of York. He was an 8th century scholar, clergyman, and educator, the most learned man of his time, and the greatest teacher at the court of Charlemagne. As a boy, Alcuin attended the cathedral school at York in England, renowned as a center of learning in the midst of the Dark Ages. When Rome fell, classical learning survived only in Ireland, which the barbarian invaders did not reach. Irish monks then carried civilization to the barbarian Anglo-Saxons, who'd settled the kingdom of Northumbria in northeast England. Northumbria thus had one of the best schools and libraries in Europe. Alcuin quickly advanced from student to teacher and then deacon and headmaster. He spent the first 50 years of his life studying and teaching in England, with frequent trips to the continent to collect and copy books. On his way home from a visit to the Pope, Alcuin met Charlemagne, the king of the Franks, who wanted to revive the study of Latin classical culture in France and introduce it to Germany. Charlemagne invited Alcuin to join his court in Aachen, Germany. The scholar was excited by the chance to bring back to the continent the 7 liberal arts of classical antiquity, including logic, rhetoric, geometry, astronomy, and music. Alcuin served as headmaster of the palace school for the next 15 years, teaching Charlemagne himself and his family, including his queen and his sisters, his friends, and the young men of talent from all parts of the empire. The Frankish palace became a lively center of discussion and the exchange of knowledge. Alcuin's passionate enthusiasm for learning made him a superb teacher, and his warm-hearted, affectionate nature made him universally beloved. With Alcuin's help, Charlemagne established what became known as the Carolingian Renaissance, an intellectual, cultural, and artistic renewal in the 8th and 9th centuries, which included a great increase in writing and literature and the visual arts and architecture. Alcuin not only elevated the culture at court, but also sponsored educational programs throughout the realm. Reading schools were established for candidates for the priesthood, and a scheme for universal elementary education was planned, with a free primary school in every town and village. Alcuin revised the Roman Catholic lectionary, re-edited the Latin Vulgate Bible, and revised the liturgy of the Frankish Church, producing what became the official liturgical book of all Europe. He assembled Bible commentaries by the Church Fathers, wrote several theological treatises, and compiled a collection of sermons in Latin for use by priests. Yes, you had to listen to sermons in Latin in those days. He introduced the Irish Northumbrian custom of singing the Creed. He also wrote a number of long poems, notably a history in verse of the church at York, including a famous description of the first Viking attack in England in 793. Never before has such terror appeared in Britain. In his role as advisor, Alcuin convinced the emperor to abandon his policy of forcing pagans to be baptized on pain of death, arguing faith is a free act of the will. You cannot use violence to compel people to believe. By the time Alcuin was 65, he wished to retire from court duties and withdraw from the world. So Charlemagne made him abbot of the monastery of St. Martin of Tours, with the understanding that he should be available if the king ever needed his counsel. Here, in his declining years, Alcuin built up a model abbey school. He also worked on perfecting the beautiful Carolingian minuscule script, that's small letters, not capitals, which is a direct ancestor of modern typefaces. He also helped in the development of a standardized version of the Latin language that allowed for the coining of new words while retaining the grammatical rules of classical Latin. This medieval ecclesiastical Latin became the language of scholarship and the liturgy until the 20th century. In AD 800, Charlemagne was crowned Emperor of the Romans by the Pope. Alcuin died 4 years later. Unfortunately, the Carolingian Renaissance did not long survive its creators. Viking attacks in the 9th century established a new dark age, and the light of learning was again extinguished. This time, the barbarians even got to Ireland. But Charlemagne, the first Holy Roman Emperor, remains the father of Europe, and his mini-Renaissance made possible the greater 12th century one 300 years later, a far more profoundly creative flourishing of art and culture. And that fed into the Italian Renaissance of the 15th century. And the church continues to honor Alcuin, the teacher of an emperor and his empire.